Good morning. Great to see those of you here with us and those of you joining us online. Thank you. We're going to do something a little bit different in our structure this morning. I'm going to share a few thoughts with you. We're going to have some different people come up. We're looking at this question of who are we? Who is ECC, Ellettsville Christian Church? And so we're kind of just trying to say, this is us. This is who we are. And we want to talk this morning about our opportunities. That if we are a group of people, that we want to see that we have opportunities for engagement, for involvement, for service, for study. Listen to Paul when he says, be careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Now, look at what he's trying to tell us. He's telling us basically this, that wisdom, if you're trying to be wise, wisdom will seize the right opportunities. Not the opportunities to do evil, but the opportunities to do good, to grow, to seek his face, to understand his word and his will, to serve other people, to minister in different ways. In Philippians, Paul would say, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I love that word, partnership. He is not dictating to them. He says we are doing something together in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say that he's confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So we begin to see that what he's inviting us into as we partner with him and others in the gospel is that God works in us. So these opportunities that we're looking for are opportunities for God to work in us, to work through us, to work for us. And part of that process is allowing God's word to challenge us or to comfort us, to call us to him. The writer of Hebrews says that the word of God is alive, active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to divide soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This morning, we're going to highlight a number of opportunities for engagement, for involvement, for study, for service, so that we can allow God to work in us, through us, to use his word to challenge us, comfort us, transform us. In the program, there is an insert. And as we kind of go through and highlight some of these things, if you would like more information, you're not committing yourself to anything, but if you would like more information, say, yeah, have someone contact me about this, just check that. If you're watching online, if you go to today's email that went out to everybody, there is a link in there as we talk about this morning, and you can fill out the same form online. So let's dive in here. Paul, to the Romans, said, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. One step, one part of the process of having our minds renewed is to engage the Word of God, to study it, to wrestle with it, to think it through, meditate on it. And so we need opportunities for studying God's word. Let me just highlight for you some of the things that we have. Obviously, we have our Sunday morning message that we go through. But we have something new this fall. Now, this ministry has been going on for a number of years, but it is new in that it is starting to meet here with us. And this is for the women of the church, Bible Study Fellowship. It is an in-depth, interdenominational Bible study that will begin meeting here at ECC beginning September 15th. On Wednesday mornings from 9:30 to 11. It consists of a live lecture and then followed up by discussion groups. They're going to be studying the book of Matthew this year, and it's open to all the women in our community. And there is children's programming available for children ages 0 through 5. So we want to make you aware of that. We have a ladies' Bible study that meets at 8 o'clock here in room 205. And if you'd like to know more information about that, check that as well. We also have an event coming up for the men. It's a kind of Friday night, Saturday deal coming up at in September. And so we've got a short video on it. And then Roger Allen, one of our elders, is going to come up and talk briefly about it.
We have a manhood crisis. Apart from Jesus Christ, the God-man, you will never truly know how to be a real man, a godly man.
I found out that being a drill instructor to your family and a driven taskmaster on the job didn't make you a man. It made you a bully.
Over time, over several years, those periods of sobriety got shorter and shorter. And it got to the point at the end where it wasn't just daily, it was all day, every day.
You see, for my life, I had given up a lot of years. And for God to restore those, I had no idea how he was ever going to do that.
It was really hard to show them the love because all the hurt that they showed me. Like at first I wanted just to get right back at them. But God kept telling me, show who I am, they'll see the light of Jesus in you.
When boys try to declare themselves men, they most often just consume bigger toys and they call it manhood. That means more women, more beer, more money, more success. And the results are entitlement over responsibility. The results are boys that can shave.
God revealed to me all these men in my life that I could look up to and say, that's what a Christ-like man is.
As a man, there's this kind of myth that you always got to have it right. And when you know that you don't, it can create this insecurity that we all have. And so for me, scripture was the way I started warring with that effectively.
I think God's really continued to work on my heart to what that looks like to be surrendered, completely relying on him.
God wanted you to put on display for this world his glory and what it means to be a man. And it is time for us to reject this world's definition and to accept the biblical definition of manhood. You see, every single man, we have been called to be provider, protector, prophet, priest, and servant king. And the reality is when men stand up and act like men, godly men, then everyone flourishes.
So guys, I know it's early when you consider that our study isn't until the end of September, but I'm already talking to guys who have conflicts that weekend, so we want you to get those dates on your calendar. It's the 24th and 25th of September. As you can see from the posters, we will plan to have you out of here by 9 o'clock on Friday night and by noon on Saturday, so it's not a huge commitment. I'm going to feed you. And anybody that comes to our men's breakfasts, know that's not a bad thing. It's about fellowship. It's about a little bit of study. We're going to watch. We've got like 5 videos that are part of this series. We've got our small group leaders for breakouts. So really, really looking forward to it. But what we need is you guys. And I really need you to sign up so that I can figure out how much food and then obviously how we're going to break up into our small groups. I just want to read a little scripture here as to maybe some of the driving features of, or the main thing that I'm thinking about why we need you here. I'm reading out of Proverbs 27, and it says, a quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of, no, that's the wrong one. That's not, here it is. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. I need you. We need each other. I need to see your perspectives and your life experiences and things that you've gone through that will add to other guys that would be at this thing. So guys, I just encourage you, sign up. Look forward to seeing you there. Bye.
Thank you, Roger. Something else that we're beginning this fall. Now, reminder, unfortunately, you know, everything's kind of COVID condition or contingent right now. But we're planning to kind of move ahead as we're able and incorporate all our different mitigating factors. But beginning this this September, we're going to have Wednesday night study. We're going to have something for everybody. We've got we're going to have children's program. Becky's planning for that. We're going to have some teens, small groups. And then we're going to be doing a study. Let me tell you where our fall is going, what it's going to look like. We've got two studies that we're going to do, two that are going to align with our message series. Beginning on, I believe it's the 12th, September 12th, they're going to start a study called, in here, called Beyond Deconstruction. Maybe you've heard that phrase, but deconstruction is where people are kind of analyzing their faith and taking it apart, and sometimes they're getting to a place where I don't believe anything anymore, or I don't believe what my church believes, or I don't believe what my denomination believes, or whatever it is, but they're just kind of looking at it. And so we want to talk about that because I think it's important for us to understand, and because maybe you do. There are doubts in your life or there are hurts and you've wondered, you know, is there a God? As Troy was talking about this morning, you know, you look at the world and go, where are you, God? And so we want to kind of examine that together. And so we're going to have some in here from 6:30 to 7:30 beginning September 8th. We'll have a video, and then we'll have some discussion groups. And so you can come, and if you've got kids, you want to bring them to that, and then come in here and join us for that. Later in beginning mid-October, we're going to do a series called Winning the Battle for Your Mind. And we're going to take a look at how we combat the thoughts that so often undermine us, that so often that hurt us, and how we can renew our minds and take God's word and just kind of learn how to be transformed in our thinking. And again, we'll have a study to go along with that during that same time. Tell them I said hi. And so so we want you to be aware of that. So we're gonna try something here. So on Wednesday nights, we'll have some compatibility things going on. We'll have children's teams. And then we'll have that as well. And so if you're an adult and you say, yeah, I'd like to be a part of that, give me more information, be sure to check that as well. So let's go on a little bit. Paul writes to the Galatians, let us not become weary in doing good. After this year and a half, are you feeling weary? Kind of tired of this, but we don't want to get weary of doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. So we not only need opportunities to study God's word, to be challenged by it, comfort by it, whatever we might need in that moment, we also need opportunities to serve others. And so we've got here just a couple of things that we're going to highlight for you. And one, our children's minister, Becky Thompson, is going to come up and share with us, and she's got someone to kind of talk about her involvement in this ministry. And so Becky and Tammy, if you want to come up and tell us about the children's ministry.
Yes, thank you. I'm new here still, and so this is really fun for me. I met Tammy at the backpack giveaway, and she's been involved in children's ministry for a while now, and she was just kind of sharing her heart, and I thought, I want other people to hear that too, because it really spoke to me. I am obviously passionate about children's ministry. I think it's just you know, not no offense to everyone else, but it's maybe the most important ministry in the church, at least in my opinion. So anyway, I just wanted to have Tammy come up here and just kind of share her heart about why she serves and what benefits she gets from that. And then maybe it'll, you know, spark the hearts of some of you. And then I'll let you know what opportunities that we have that you can plug in. So Tammy, could you let us know just how long you've been serving in children's ministry here and what made you want to get involved?
Well, I'm going on my 9th year of being a part of this, and I had been coming here about a year before, and I decided, hey, I want to get involved in the church, and I love kids. So I decided, hey, I want to be a part of that program. So that's where I got started.
I love that. So what do you say you enjoy most about serving in ECC Kids?
I think that the way they love Jesus, I mean, the way they want to learn, whether it's through the video that we show or the games we play or just the talk that we got through. So I love the idea. And I get blessed in the same sense because you look at the lesson, you think, oh, I'm going to talk about this. And then the kids will start feeding off of that and you get more out of it than even you thought was possible.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Kids are just wired to want to know God. They are. It's inside them to want to know him, so they can always pull out some stuff in us too. So how has serving in children's ministry helped your own personal faith journey?
Well, through that, I have met many wonderful people, and through that, I've been in small groups, been with the women's ministry, and so through all that, my faith has grown stronger just being in the different other opportunities that I've come up by meeting these people through children's ministry.
Yeah, so relationships. Right. When you step in to serve on a team, you don't know you're stepping in to make real lifelong friends, accountability, small group, that kind of stuff. I love what can come from a team. So what would you tell someone who is on the fence about serving or wants to get involved, but they're not sure that they have enough time or skills?
Well, like to begin with, you don't have to be a leader right off the bat. You can come in and just assist and see what they do, and you can get with Becky and see what she can do to help you get started in it. But I truly believe you will be blessed if you join the children's ministry. It's a wonderful ministry.
I love that. Thank you for sharing, Tammy. So yeah, like she said, she serves as an assistant role right now, so she doesn't have a lot of outside prep time or planning that's on her plate. She comes in on Sunday mornings and serves with the kids 1 month a quarter, right? And like she said, she sat on it for, you know, 6 months, a year before she was like, okay, I just love the kids and I got to get involved. So if you've been sitting on it for a minute, maybe today's your day. And so the opportunity is coming up. Like Byron mentioned, we're going to start Wednesday nights soon, very soon. And so we need some help getting that running. And so those opportunities will be available for preschool age through fifth grade. So if you like the little ones, hopefully we'll open our nursery soon. But, you know, that's just the COVID thing right now. But yeah, behind the scenes stuff, Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, I put a sign up sheet out at the hub. So if you're just interested in more, you can check that box on the program insert or out at the hub. And I think that's it for me. So thanks for listening.
So that's our children's ministry. And Matt and Andy are going to come up and talk about the involvement in the teens ministry.
Becky said that children's ministry is the most important ministry, and sorry, no, it's us, because I get to work with Andy. So I wanted to bring Andy up here to kind of share his heart of why he does youth ministry. You know, it was funny that Andy came because his small group came to bring us a meal one time, and he ended up playing dodgeball with the kids, and we haven't gotten rid of him yet. So Andy, would you share why you do what you do?
Yeah, like Matt said, my small group started, we fed you guys one night. And it was so much fun just hanging out with the kids, getting to know them instead of helping cook the food. Adulting not happening there. So it was really, truly fun just to get to know each and every one of them. And I had my daughter, she goes to it, and I was like, well, if she's having this much fun, why can't I? But honestly, it's truly a blessing because when I was a teen, I chose not to follow God. It wasn't that I didn't believe in God. It's just that I chose not to follow his path. And I have a very ugly path, just like I'm sure a lot of you guys do. And if I had somebody at that specific age to say, because I was involved in children's ministry until I was 13, and that's when I stopped following God's path. And if I had somebody to say, hey, I'm walking down that path that you're starting on, why can't you go this way? I probably wouldn't have had that past. And I chose my own actions when I was that age. It wasn't like somebody was tempting me to not follow God. It was my own actions. So I truly believe that right there, you know, as teens, you need the most encouragement and most uplifting, because that's where you really start opening your eyes to the worldly things and desiring the worldly things. So without, you know, strong leaders in that age group, you know, you don't have the next followers of Christ and the next generation of us. So I truly believe, like Matt said, teens are, just from my experience, sorry, Becky, is the most important ministry in the church.
You know, I find it funny. I went to Xfinity yesterday to get a cell phone switched over, and ended up having a conversation with a guy who was doing it, just talking about his kids and the position that his kids are in. And he said, you know, I don't remember life being this difficult when I was a kid. And that's what we get the opportunity to, just come beside kids and love them and to share the love of Christ with them, to get to know them and just have fun with them. So we have lots of opportunities to do that. And if you are sitting here thinking, absolutely not, you cannot lock me in a room full of teenagers because it's terrifying, that's fine.
It is.
It is. There are some of us crazy enough to do that, and we need freed up from having to be in the kitchen, because we do feed the kids. Because, you know, if you look at just about every time Jesus gave a significant message in the Bible, he did it around a meal. So we eat, and we eat well, as you can tell by us standing here. We do need some help with preparing meals. We have some groups that have come in and done a great job. But we could just use some more assistance with that. So if you are one of those crazy people that wants to work with kids, or one of those crazy people that likes to cook and then wash dishes so that Pam doesn't yell at me because she's stuck in there washing dishes all the time, that would be fantastic. We would absolutely love for your assistance in that. So thank you.
Thanks, guys. All right, so you're hearing some great opportunities. Now, you may be one of those people like, you know, I don't want to, I'm a little bit more of an introvert. I don't like really hanging around and talking with a lot of people. We've got the ministry for you, our media team. And this is led by Seth, and I said, hey, do you want to come up and sit? And he's like, I'm busy making sure the world can see you. So here are some of the things. First off, what you need to know. Our media team, you know, they're back there doing the cameras. We can all turn around and wave to them, say hi. They're up in the sound booth. We have an extra office, you know, kind of a control room back there where all this is happening right now. And you might think, well, that's very intimidating. I'm sure all those people went to school to do all that stuff. No. Okay? So no experience required, training provided. Some of the roles that are available are to operate the video camera. So if you always wanted to be one of those people, you ever thought, oh, those guys have the coolest job in the world, this is your chance. The audio, people who do the slides and the lyrics. Now, I will say, you can't be like me. Hello? There we go. All right. Somebody messing with me? If you look at the slides back there, you can't lose your attention. You know, you got to kind of keep up with that. I can't do that. I'm always like, what's going on? You know, and then, oh, I find out I'm five slides behind. But if you're one of those folks, you can do that. The lighting that we do. Seth wants you to know you can have a flexible schedule. Usually just need you kind of one or two Sundays per month. And he schedules that out in advance, and he takes your availability into it. So this may be just the ministry for you. We also have our and if you're interested, check there. It says either AV or media team. Just put that on there and say, hey, give me more information. Remember, you're not necessarily committing yourself. You're just saying, contact me and let me know. Let's have a discussion about this. We also have our connections area and our coffee cafe back there. And so if you're interested in making coffee or being a foyer host, which is basically a role to keep an eye out for guests. And if you see a guest, just make sure they get any questions answered and directed where they might want to know where things are at, and just make them feel welcome. We also have a number of what I would call community ministry partners, people that we support, and they're often looking for folks to be involved with them. And we're looking for people to kind of be a champion for those ministries, to kind of keep in touch with them and help us let people know where those opportunities are. One of those is Hannah House, which works with mothers who are in a pregnancy or have young children who are trying to, you know, there's some kind of crisis. You know, it could just be that their income is an issue. They're a single mother. Something might be going on, and they're ministering to these folks. And so if you're interested in that ministry, let us know. We have Hilltop Christian Camp. This is a camp that we go to. And several times through the year, they're looking for people to come over and do projects and help. And, you know, whether it's clean up or build something or repair something. So there's a great way then. Then obviously through the summer, they're always looking for people who would like to work a week of camp with a particular age group. Right down the street over here is Pantry 279. And if you drive by there at certain times, you'll see that they are helping a lot of folks. And they're looking for folks who can take a shift and who can help give food and help in different ways. So that may be something that interests you. And then there's Wheeler Mission, which helps folks in homeless settings and a number of other things. And if you... They're looking for people oftentimes to prepare food, to prepare lunches that go out, and they have different ways that folks can be involved. And if you would be interested in that, we'll send you the information so that you can see how you can do this. One thing that's being planned is that there's a ministry, kind of a temporary foster care ministry over in Brown County called New Song. And on October 9th, we've got a crew that's putting together kind of a landscaping project. And so if you would like to be interested in that, just let us know. We'll make sure you get more information. Now, it's important to point out that what I'm sharing with you is just a snapshot, a moment in time of some of our opportunities. As I mentioned last week, we're rolling out and working with some long-term plans, some three-year plans and goals that we want to do. And you'll see new things come up. So if right now you're like, man, I'm not hearing a ministry about such and such, that may be coming. But I also want to let you know this. You may be thinking, wow, I've really got a heart for something. I've really got a burden. There's something I want to see happen. Now, here's how we work that. Don't tell us what to do. Don't say, why aren't you doing this or that? If you have a heart for something that you see we're not doing, let us know how we can help you lead that type of thing out. If it aligns with our mission and our vision, and we can say, okay, we can get word out, help you find like-minded people and do those things. Our goal is not to just be this kind of top-down, here's all the and only what you can do, but to kind of unleash us as a church that we can serve, whether here or out in our community. Sometimes we just need, though, some opportunities for connecting with other people. And you'll see those things kind of come up along. Remind you today, we've got the picnic afterward. There's not only going to be the study that Roger mentioned, but there's going to be a men's retreat coming up in November over at Hilltop Camp. A ladies' event is being planned for this early fall. So there are a number of things that are coming along the way. And I encourage you, when you see something, take a risk. Take a shot. Step into the moment. It may be something you wind up enjoying. I love what Andy said, you know, I just came to serve meal, and then, well, okay, and went in, and now I know he's become an integral part of that ministry. And you may get in there and say, I don't like this at all. That's okay. That is okay. But trying to kind of figure out where you fit, what you can bring to the table, what you enjoy, try something. See what happens. Maybe God has you ready for such a time as this. Now, all of this is possible. That we can do anything at all is possible because through Jesus, God created the opportunity for us to be rescued from the power and the penalty of sin and transformed through the work of Jesus at the cross. Through Jesus, God made himself more fully known. Through the cross, he served us by sacrificing himself. And you may remember that just hours before his arrest, Jesus is praying. And he is just in such an intense mode. He is sweating as if they were like drops of blood. And he says, Lord, Father, if there's any way, if there's a different opportunity that we could do, let's go that way. I would much prefer it. But then he says this, nevertheless, your will be done. He looked at the opportunity of going to the cross and said, I don't like that very much, but I'll do it. And that's what we remember now. As we take of that bread and we take of that cup, we're remembering that Jesus took the opportunity to serve us. We're remembering that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Pray about the opportunities before you. And remember that we have a God who's made it possible and who has asked us not to go anywhere he has not gone first. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, this opportunity to consider the opportunities that we have before us. And so, Lord, speak to us now. And as we look at these elements, this little piece of bread and this little cup of juice, help us to see your love. Help us to see and understand that you didn't leave us to our own devices, but in your grace, you came to rescue us from sin, from death, and not just have the promise of heaven, but have a purpose in this life now. And we pray this now in Jesus' name, amen.